Yo, what's up, everyone? Back again. I'm going to have to use a lot of code words in this just because when I say whatever you want to call them, algorithm trigger words, they don't distribute my podcast to the other streaming platforms because, hey, you live in a country, a free country that fucking censors everything. Obviously, it's not free. But we're going to call this whole thing they're trying to make mandatory a delivery, all right? So anytime I say delivery, I'm talking about that experimental bullshit they're trying to put in our bodies, all right? I'm going to just leave it at that because I don't want to say too much because they'll just censor me. So hear me out. They did a study, all right, on ferrets because ferrets apparently have the closest... lung structure or something, whatever, to humans. So they gave those ferrets the delivery. And what happened was, from what I understand scientifically, that two things can happen. You take this mRNA thing, all right, and your body is either going to produce neutralizing antibodies or binding antibodies. Obviously, neutralizing means they're going to neutralize everything. They're going to kill whatever foreign entity, antigen, poison, whatever you want to call it. And the binding ones bind with it, you know. Or just allow it to be in your system because they can't recognize that it's foreign or recognize it's a poison. All right, so with that being said, they gave this to all the ferrets. They exposed them to whatever, I don't want to say the VIRUS because I don't believe that. I mean, yeah, maybe they could have manufactured something to weaponize it, but I believe that the way they're going to get away with it is they're going to use some type of frequency, because just like how your body, and this is all just like pure me going off of what I understand. I'm not reading this from a book. I didn't get this from a scientist. I didn't, you know, get this from a doctor, whatever. But just like how when you get a cut, all right, your brain sends an electrical charge to your body or your cells or whatever the case is, and it tells it to heal it. You know, your body sends out, you know, electrical charges all the time. And what happened was they were exposed to it and 100% of them died. Not a single one lived. Not a single one. All right. So what that tells me is this. They gave them the delivery. They exposed them to this whatever you want to call it. All right. And from what I understand, it did the opposite of what it's supposed to do. So what happens is they give you this delivery. All it does is it reprograms a piece of your DNA to make a certain protein, all right? It doesn't change your DNA. I mean, not physically change your DNA strand. It just kind of reprograms a piece of it so that it will start making this so-called bug that's going around. From what scientists have uncovered, doctors and whatnot, that it is literally, you're literally getting a delivery of an autoimmune disease, all right, like AIDS, all right? Now, some people are dying right after, some people are dying a few days after, some people are dying hours after, some people are still alive, and some people, you know, just have different adverse reactions to this bullshit that they're trying to give to us. Now, the people who don't get sick, off Bucks are going to be, I mean, everybody thinks, you know, okay, I'm good, I'm fine now, because, you know, I didn't, nothing happened. Now, what people don't understand is that, and this is all alleged, I'm going to just say that now, but I have a extremely, extremely big hunch that this is the way it's going to play out, and it makes perfect sense. To me, it does. That maybe it'll make perfect sense to you, but we'll figure that out once we cross that bridge. So, millions of people. Okay, the whole thing is they want to depopulate 95% of the world. And obviously, if they could, you know, they would just go around and just put a bullet in everybody's head. But obviously, they can't do that, because then that would send a shockwave of an alarm throughout the whole entire world. And then people would start rising and fighting back and whatever, whatever, whatever. So the best way for them to do that is to stage this so-called second wave, all right? Now, so you take that delivery, and if you are surviving or still alive and not having, you know, terrible problems, then you eventually, from what I understand, I'm sorry, I'm driving at the same time, trying to pay attention and talk. But all they have to do is turn whatever the FIVEG word, turn those to a certain frequency, all right? And that frequency will actually take that so-called weaponized VIRUS, all right, and it will essentially program it to start producing. Or I'm sorry, I guess maybe start producing, or maybe it'll just become, you know, go from being dormant to being active, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like I said, I don't know, I'm not the smartest person, but I'm just piecing things together from how I understand it. Like I said, let's just start all the way over. You get the delivery, everybody seems fine, and then magically, there's another outbreak, all right? And what perfect way to kill off a bunch of people by disguising it as this scamdemic that we're going through right now, all right? What better way? There's a reason why these companies who are making these deliveries things aren't or cannot be sued or tried in court or whatever for anything, because, you know, for whatever reason, that's the law. If you or your family member or your brother, sister, whatever, dies or gets debilitating disease or just, you know, has a terrible reaction to it, you cannot get anything for it. You can't get any kind of, you know, pain and suffering, nothing, because of the law that's in place. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, 10 years down the road, they might, you know, make one of those fucking stupid-ass commercials. Have you or a loved one been so-and-so'd by this? Call 1-800-R-BAD. We have $3.5 billion settlement that we can pay out to everybody who's had an adverse reaction to this delivery system. You get what I'm saying? That might happen. I don't know. But usually that's what happens all the time, because look, I mean, it's still happening right now, you know? Okay, so I don't know how many people in total have gotten the delivery, but it's over a million. I'm pretty sure it was like a couple million. Maybe I'm wrong. Man, that dude almost hit me. Wow. Like I said, you turn on the frequency. Everybody thinks everything's normal. Boom. People start getting crazy sick, just like these ferrets did. All right. So they're dropping like flies. That saves them from being caught, because everything's hidden, everything is You know, everything's in place that they need to be in place. They don't have to do anything. Literally, you don't have to do anything because it's like an invisible attack. You know, it's not like somebody's coming up to you and putting a gun to your head. No, they have literally convinced people that this delivery thing is going to save you, and it's going to prevent you from being able to get this stupid bug that they're claiming is plaguing the earth. All right. What was I going to say? Damn it. I'm trying to remember every important little tidbit of information to put out there so that people can fully understand it, at least the way that I do. So, what more of a perfect way to kill off a bunch of people and not be accountable for it, because they've crossed their T's and dotted their I's through everything possible so that when it does happen and millions of people die, they can't get blamed for it. Now, don't get me wrong, there are going to be some of us like me and you who do believe this is all bullshit. And yeah, we're going to call them out, but we might not be able to prove it right then and there. Now, I could be wrong, because I'm sure there's people out there, doctors and whatnot, that are already on the ball and trying to do whatever they can to prove what's going on, which I hope that's what happens. I really do, but we'll find out. I mean, I guess that's essentially the gist of it. You take it with a grain of salt, all right, and when it happens, can't say that I didn't tell you so. You know, like, I don't sit here and say these things just because I heard somebody else say it. I haven't yet to hear anybody say this. Not saying that I want, you know, any kind of recognition or anything like that. Trust me, I want to be wrong. Why? Because I don't want to see a bunch of innocent people who aren't paying attention lose their life. And it's sad, you know? It's sad that the ones that are completely asleep, you know, these people will be devastated if they die. I mean, obviously, if they die, they won't be there, but they'll be devastated if something bad happens, you know what I mean? And they're not going to understand it. But, you know, the problem is that society is programming everyone to believe that people like me and you, who speak out and speak facts and put our heart into it, that we're crazy. We don't know what we're talking about, you know? And it's working very, very well, if I may add that. I mean, this whole thing with when they came out with the word conspiracy theorist, all right, that really fucked up a whole lot of shit, because I mean, that's anybody's go-to. Anytime somebody speaks some wild shit or some shit that makes you uncomfortable and maybe you don't understand how it works, boom, you're a conspiracy theorist and you're automatically shut down, you know? That's all anybody's got to do. But, yeah, I mean, I guess that's pretty much it, you know? Like I said, they're going to give you the delivery. It's going to make binding antibodies, which I'm sure they've already figured that out. And then whether they are actually expose you to an actual virus or if it's a frequency, I don't know. But I'm just going off a hunch. And then it'll activate it, and then everybody will start dropping like flies. I also think that maybe it won't kill everyone, because CDC did make a zombie preparedness page for their on their website, the main website, to be prepared and what things you can do to prepare yourself for a zombie apocalypse. Now, you ask yourself, why in the hell would the CDC put that out there and be serious about it? Ask yourself that. It's pretty obvious. Now, whether that is tied into what's about to happen, I don't know, but I will allegedly say that that's exactly what's going to happen. And the reason why I say that is because look at the movie with Will Smith, iRobot, is that what it is? I don't know, either way, with the AI bots and everything, and you know, there's a terrible delivery thing that they gave to the public and it had a bad effect. It's exactly what's happening now. You know, oh, I wanted to add this too. People are asking their life insurance companies and policies or whatever, asking them, hey, if I die from this delivery, you know, will I be able to claim that so that, you know, if I leave a family behind, that, you know, my family will be okay? And they specifically said, nope, we are not allowed to do that. And the reason why we're not allowed to do that is because it's experimental. Now, if that doesn't speak volumes to you, you're fucking lost. All right? The fact that those life insurance companies say no because it's experimental, I mean, that should tell you everything. Literally should tell you everything. They only had 15,000 participants. They completely skipped most of animal trials. And there's a reason why they did that. It's because they don't want you to see what's going to happen. So what they do is they constantly beat it into your head that, oh my God, it's so bad, we're all going to die. So that A, it freaks you out. B, it sets into place to where they can say, oh, well, screw the trials and screw, you know, researching for a decade to make sure that this thing is safe. We got to get it out now, because if not, everyone's going to die, all right? So what perfect way to roll that out? You got to remember, too, they make the laws. They make the mandates. They make this. They make that. They make all the bills. You know what I'm saying? They pass the bills. All that shit. Perfect setup. Perfect fucking setup. Now, if I'm wrong, I apologize. That's why I'm trying to explain that this is all just me going off of a hunch. This has nothing to do with anything about me being 100% confident in it. Now, I am very confident in it, but I can't definitively say 100% that that's exactly what's going to happen, because I don't have a piece of paper or spoke to some insider that's told me, hey, this is going to happen. Just that's just not how I came about that. I do my research, I piece things together, and I make it make sense. Because everything is connected, whether you can believe that or not, everything is connected. I mean, we're living in scary times right now, but all I got to say is that we are about to whoop some ass. I'm done being scared. I'm done being afraid. I am done holding back. I mean, not that I really hold back at all anyway, but I constantly try to explain to y'all that everybody needs to start making videos, because when you're not making a video and you're not saying anything about it, even though you do believe what I believe, you're silently giving those people who are killing us consent to kill us. I mean, how do you think we got into the predicament we're in now? It's because we silently consented to everything that's happening right now. And the only thing we have to do is stand up and say no. That's it. But for some reason, that's really difficult for people. And I understand, you know, I get it. They threaten your job, threaten this, threaten that, whatever. But if you don't take a chance, your life's still going to be over. You got to understand that, you know? There's no reason why any company should have to convince you to get something experimental that they're not even sure is going to work. All right. Let alone, they said when you get it, the delivery, you still got to wear your mask. You still got to social distance, all that shit. Recently, they just came out and said that, oh, well, you can go to one household, which it's fucking dumb. What is going to one household do? It's not like, you know, you keep it to one family and, oh, you'll be okay. No, the fucking delivery thing is supposed to protect you from it. It's supposed to make you immune. But they're not saying that it's making you immune. They said they don't know. Why? Because it's experimental. And they're testing us. We're literal lab rats, all right? I just don't understand how people can sit here and go get it, tell everybody publicly that they felt like they got hit by a bus because they're in so much pain, and then turn around and go get the second dose. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? It just doesn't make sense, dude. It doesn't make sense at all. Why are people doing this shit? I don't understand it. I really don't. But this is why I'm constantly speaking about it. I'm constantly, you know, trying to reach people and save somebody, man. I'm all about sacrificing my life so that you can live, you know, so that the next generation of kids can live and be okay and not have to worry about death and destruction. That's how serious it is, you know, that I'm willing to lay down my life for this shit, all right? And I'm not saying that I want to die. I'm not saying that I'm not scared to die, because it's the unknown at this point. You know, we've been programmed to not know what death is, in a sense. Well, we know what death is, but we don't know what comes after it because they've censored it. They don't want us to know. They want us confused. They want us fearful, you know, when really, from what I understand, death is the perfect fucking way to get out of here and never come back. Now, that's also if they, you know, I've heard that they do have machines and whatnot in the other dimensions to where they can catch your soul, recycle it back into this world, and you become a baby. You're born again into another family. And I believe that's what they've been doing for shit, probably thousands of years at this point. There are entities or souls or beings or whatever that do reside in other dimensions, and that's where they live. But they're constantly communicating back and forth with people in the physical. And that's just what it is, yo. It's just what it is. But that's all. I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, briefly check up on everything and get this thought out of my head. So maybe I can, you know, people can ponder on it and build upon it, you know. Maybe there's something happening in your town that I don't know about that maybe you can, you know, clue me into or point out or connect or whatever the case is, you know. But other than that, like I said, do your best to stay positive. Do your best to spread your love, and do whatever you can to help others. Why? Because that's the name of the game. Yeah, save yourself. I get it. But you gotta help other people. Why? Because those people are you, and you are those people. You get what I'm saying? Everything is connected. We're all connected one way or another. We just gotta remember that. But everyone have a wonderful day. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.